Hey there, Celebration Nation. Today I want to talk to you about your financial beliefs and how they never have a place in the conversation when you're talking to a buyer. Let me repeat that again. You should never put your financial beliefs into the conversation when you're talking to a buyer. Let me give you an example and share a story. Most of you know my background comes from selling private jets. That industry is such an amazing, fun industry, and you're dealing with not just high net worth individual, you're dealing with the uber high net worth individual. These are the folks that make the economy shake and happen across the globe. They are rich, they are wealthy, both in mind and finances. And so when you think of private jets, well, let's face it, a person who's flying from one city to another city can probably fly on commercial to those city pairs, or they can fly privately. And if you're flying commercially, you can probably fly from one city to another city for a couple hundred bucks. But if you're flying those same cities privately, it's going to cost you thousands of bucks, maybe hundreds and thousands of bucks to get to the same exact city with the same amount of time. The flight is either 30 minutes for your plane, or it's 30 minutes for the next person's plane. It may be 29 minutes for the next person's plane. It could be 32 minutes, but nevertheless, you're talking hundreds and thousands, or at least thousands of dollars difference. Now, I tell you all that because one of the things that's really important when we're selling a product is we have to make sure that we don't put our own financial belief in the conversation. When you're talking to a buyer and you're going through your probing and you're asking them pertinent questions about to find out what exactly it is that they need, it's really important that you don't put in your mind what it is that you would do. Because remember, we're all a product of our environment. So if you grew up very wealthy, how you see money is probably different than someone who didn't grow up wealthy, or someone who grew up middle class or upper middle class or lower, you know, less fortunate, homeless, what have you. Everybody has a different set of circumstances that they grew up in. Therefore, you can't judge, and you certainly don't want to put into the conversation your belief on how finances are run. If you're talking to someone, for an example, who is homeless, and actually this happened recently, my daughter, who is just really, really got a huge heart, intends to go out and feed the homeless and spends a lot of time volunteering and spending time with people that are just less fortunate. So she was out there and she had met a lady named Maggie, and Maggie was a homeless woman and she'd been out being homeless for many, many years. And so Brittany, my daughter, and Mike, her friend, had gone out and they were spending time on Skid Row feeding, literally buying food and feeding less fortunate folks out there. And so one of the things, when Mike was talking to Maggie, he had a donut and he dropped the donut by accident. A piece of the donut fell off and it fell onto the floor. And so Mike jokingly picked it up and he says, "Oh my gosh," he goes, "I can't believe I just did that." He says, "Do you guys have the 5-second rule?" And so the homeless person looked at him and said, and the look on her face was like, "No, we don't. We just eat it." So think about that. How many of us, if we were standing there in Skid Row and dropped a donut, that we would pick it up and eat it? Most of us wouldn't. But the fact of the matter is, if you live on Skid Row, you're grateful for the donut. And if you dropped it, you would absolutely pick it up and eat it. Now, it doesn't mean that there's somebody's better or less than somebody else. Really, what that means is we all have our own upbringing. And therefore, our environment dictates a lot of times what it is that we do or how we see the world. So when you're in negotiations with the buyer, it's not important how you see money. It's only important how they see money, and more importantly, how they see the value of your product, which will cause them to part with their money. One thing I had to really learn as far as the financial belief is concerned is when I was working in selling for airlines, and then I moved over to start selling for private jet companies, it was a big shift that I had to make in my head as far as my own financial belief system. Because here I was selling for major airlines, and I may sell companies and their average ticket price, let's say for moving their employees from one city to another city, maybe the ticket price was $250. But now I may go to that same corporation, talk to them about buying a private jet or leasing a private jet or spending some money on private jet services. And that same city pair may now be, on average, 7,000 bucks per person. Same city. Same amount of time. It's going to take an hour on an XYZ commercial airline or an hour on XYZ private jet. Same exact distance, same number of hours or minutes on the plane. And yet the cost could go from $250 to $7,000 a head. So there is a big difference. But what's important in this process is that I don't put my financial belief in that process. Who cares what I would pay? Who cares what I would do? It's really about the person in front of you. So always remember that, Celebration Nation. When you're in negotiations, it is imperative that we never put our financial belief into the equation. For more helpful hints, feel free to check out stephaniechung.com. And in the meantime, remember, you're smarter than you think, much cooler than they ever told you. Now let's get out there and sell something.